A new study released this week shows climate change is more than a third to blame for a major drop in rainfall that includes a decade-long drought in Australia and a lengthy dry spell in the United States. Researchers from the University of Australia, who analyzed global rainfall observations, noted an underlying trend where rainfall over the past 15 years has been steadily decreasing. The rainfall trend was also accompanied by a trend in global sea surface temperatures rising as the atmosphere warms. Irene Lagan spoke with Will Steffen, director of the Climate Change Institute at the university.
What that means is that human activities are now affecting the climate at the global scale and have been doing so since the Industrial Revolution. But they've really started accelerating the last 50 years or so. What it means is some high risks for people in various parts of the world, and particularly for people in the poorer countries. Now, some of those risks are associated with sea level rise. The best estimates we have now is that by the end of the century, we'll see somewhere between half a meter and a meter of sea level rise, probably closer to a meter. And certainly in very low-lying areas, like the big cities in Asia that sit on deltas, like the city of Venice, for example, in Italy and so on, that's very bad news for these places.
Now, is that completely due to human activity, or is it a combination of factors?
We've done a lot of work on so-called attribution. What is driving the rise in temperature? Now, the sea level rise is directly related to the rise in temperature in a major way, because as seawater warms up, it expands like any other material, and that gives you a rise in sea level. There are other factors, too, associated with melting ice. But we've gone back and looked at what drives the change in temperature that we observe right around the world. Now, certainly solar activity, the amount of energy coming in from the sun, does vary with time. But we know how much that is. We can actually measure that very well now. And it's actually a very, very small factor. The scientific community now says, and we're over 90% sure in what we say, we now say that the vast majority of this warming that we're seeing is indeed caused by human activities.